Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
My wife and I are so grateful to have a chance to come and worship together with you.
我很荣幸今天和师母能够来到这里跟你们讲道。
And thank you very much for the invitation.
感谢你们的邀请。
Today I'd like to share Psalm 23 with you.
我们今天要跟你们分享诗篇23篇。
I trust this is one of the favorites of yours also.
我想大家对这个诗篇都很熟悉。
Before we share, let's read this verse first.
分享以前，我先把这个经文念给你们大家听。
It's a beautiful psalm.
这是很美好的诗篇。
The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者。
I shall not be in want.
我必不知缺乏。
It makes me lie down in green pastures, and He leads me beside quiet waters.
他使我仰卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
He restores my soul.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
为自己的名引导我走义路。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，
I will fear no evil.
我也不怕遭害。
For You are with me.
因为你我与同在。
Your rod and your staff they comfort me.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
You prepare a table before me.
在我敌人的墓前，你为我摆设宴席。
In the presence of my enemies.
在我敌人的面前。
You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Before we go further to share these messages, let's come to our Lord again with a humble heart.
我们谦卑来到主的面前
，and commit our sharing to our Lord.
把我们今天的分享都荣耀归于主。
Let's pray again.
让我们再次祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
，We thank you for your giving us your teachings.
感谢你对我们的教导
，and thank you for your leading every day.
然后你每天引导我们。
Today we come to the Psalm 23rd.
我们今天用诗篇二十三篇。
May you use your words to teach us.
用你的话语来开导我们。
So that we can be encouraged.
来鼓励我们。
So that we can love you more.
让我们更爱你。
So that we can grow up more like.Jesus Christ.
让我们更像耶稣的模式。
Thank you very much, Lord.
感谢你主。
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
祈祷奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 23rd.
诗篇二十三篇
is one of the very favorite.Messages or verses.
是我最喜爱的其中的之一。
Yeah, many people love.
我想很多人都也很喜欢。
They have four. This verse, this message has four very unique features.
这个有很特殊的。
This song was written 3,000 years ago by King David.
这是大卫王写的。
3,000 years ago.
大概是三千年以前。
And it has always encouraged people.
然后他用这个来鼓励大家。
I'm the first generation of believer.
我是第一代信主。
When I became a follower of Christ, at that time I was 32 years old.
我32岁才决志信主。
My wife and I heard the gospel on the same day. We were baptized together on the same day in a church in London.
我跟师母都是 同一天在伦敦的一间教会受洗。
Of course, after I became a believer, I love the words of God so much. I read the words of God every day.
信主以后，我每天都研读主的话语。
23rd encouraged me so much.
诗篇二十三篇鼓励我。
And I know many Christians, many followers of the Lord, for thousands of years, love this poem.
我想很多信主的人几千年以来也都非常喜欢这一首。
So for me, I see why people love it so much.
对我来讲，为什么 人们那么喜欢这一首？
Yeah, and it's more inside the point that I can learn.
有没有更深的意义让我能够学习？
So one day I think I need to approach this song in such a way.
所以我有一天我觉得我需要更深入的了解。
I like to put my name there in the song.
然后我就把我的名字加到这个诗篇里头。
So I read it in such a way.
所以这个这是我读经的方式，那一天读的方式。
I will put it in my name, and James will, when he read it in Chinese, will put his name in.
我就把我的名字放到里头。
When I put my name in the poem, I acknowledge this is mine. I accept everything that has been written in the poem.
这个就是对我个人来讲有特别的意义，因为我把我的名字放在当中。
My name is Xiao Min.
我的名字是肖敏。
The Lord is Xiao Min's shepherd.
主是肖敏的牧者。
Xiao Min shall not in want.
我就不需要。
The Lord makes me, makes Xiao Min lie down in the green pastures.
他让我自己仰卧在青草上。
He leads Xiao Min beside quiet waters.
让我在安歇水边。
He restores Xiao Min's soul.
他让我的灵魂复苏。
He guides Xiao Min the passes of righteousness.
他带领我引导走义路。
For his name's sake.
为了正义。
Even though Xiao Min walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
虽然我走过死荫的幽谷。
Xiao Min will feel no evil.
我也不怕遭害。
For you are with Xiao Min.
因为你与我同在。
Your rod and your staff.They all comfort Xiao Min.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
You prepare a table before Xiao Min.
你为我在敌人面前准摆设宴席。
In the presence of Xiao Min's enemies.
在我的敌人面前。
You anoint Xiao Min's head with oil. Xiao Min's cup overflows.
你用油膏我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
Surely goodness.And love will follow Xiao Min all the days of Xiao Min's life.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
And Xiao Min will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
So when we read the poem in such a way, we can go deeper into the message.
如果你这样来读这一篇的话，你就会更深地体会到它的意义。
Here is the second unique feature of this poem.
然后这也有第二部分的意义。
We have Bible here.
对，我们虽然是有诗歌诗本。
We have New Testament and Old Testament.
有新约跟旧约。
And John 3:16, many people say it's a summary of the New Testament.
约翰福音三章十六节，有人就是说新约的总结。
Because I became a believer when I was 32.
因为这个是有很深的意义。
So later I got the chance, I went back to Beijing.
当我回到北京的时候。
At the time I started to serve in the house church.
在那个家庭教会服事。
I heard many stories that happened in the dark days.
有一段时间是非常黑暗的。
I heard the story about that happened in the dark days many years ago.
所以我听说在那段黑暗的时期发生的故事。
At that time, in the dark days,
在黑暗的时期
when you have a Bible in your home, that will be good enough to put you into trouble.
在那个黑暗的时间，我如果家里被发现家里有圣经，我就可以，被抓起来。
So many Christians, I heard the story that tells me, wow, when you memorize, you put the verse John 3:16 into your heart, that works.
所以很多人都是把约翰福音三章十六节牢记在心里，来鼓励自己。
For God so.Love the world that he gave his only son.
神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们。
Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God loves us so much.
主是这么的爱我们。
We love him.
我们也要爱他。
But he has loved us first.
但是他先爱我们。
When we come to worship him,
所以我们要崇拜他。
When you come here, come to the house of the Lord to worship our God.
当我们来到他的殿中崇拜的时候，
I can see the Spirit of God works in your life.
我也感觉到圣灵在我们的生命中做工。
Because his love leads you to his house.
因为他的爱带你来到这个教会。
In the same way, Psalm 23 is the summary of the New Testament, of the Old Testament.
同样的诗篇二十三篇就是旧约的总结。
It's such a great psalm. It covers almost the major messages of the Old Testament.
它这个诗篇代表了旧约的精髓。
You mean you think about the whole Bible, the message of the whole Bible?
几乎横片几乎横盖整篇圣经。
You can accept Psalm 23 as a good summary of the messages of the Bible.
所以读诗篇二十三篇就可以把整个旧约来总结。
Many times I have a chance to share the word of God to many people.
我常常有机会跟别人分享。
In public, in public gathering, in church,
在教会或者是在私人的社交场合。
Even for the non-Christians, non-believers, I share the Psalm 23.
我常常与不信的人分享诗篇二十三篇。
Really, it's a good message. It's a good summary of the message of Old Testament and the whole Bible.
这个好的讯息也是旧约的总结，甚至是整本圣经的总结。
So it encourages us to humble ourselves before God, to meditate the verses in the Psalm 23rd. And along the way, when you have your life journey, I trust you will understand, you'll get more and more.
鼓励我们谦卑来到主的面前，当我们人生历程改变的时候，感受会更多。
And the third feature, the third outstanding, something outstanding for this psalm is Psalm 23rd actually is David's biography.
第三个特点，这个二十三篇可以是大卫的自传。
It was written 3 years ago.
它是三千年以前写的。
David wrote the psalm himself.
这是大卫亲自写的。
Of course, it's the Spirit of God who is the author.
但是是圣灵感动他写的。
Of course, God touched David and used him to write the Psalm 23rd.
上帝使用大卫写下这一篇。
But David has been used to write Psalm 23rd as a biography.
但是大卫用这个机会来写自己的自传。
In this Psalm, we can see the life journey, the whole life journey of David.
我们几乎可以看到大卫王整个人生旅程。
So for you and me,
对你我而言，
I trust most of us are Christians.
我想在座大部分都是基督徒。
If anyone who do not know Christianity so much,
每个人都希望成为一个好的基督徒。
Or even who are not yet a Christian at this moment.
如果你这个时候还不是基督徒的话，
If you are present here,
但是你在我们当中，
also I'd like to, like you, both the non-Christians and also the Christians, to get ready to write your biography.
不管信主或者是不信主， 我鼓励大家要写自传。
What do you like? What can you write about your life?
你的生命你要怎么样写你的自传？
How many words you were used to write for your biography?
你会用多少个字呢？
So in terms of literature, Psalm 23rd is such a great piece of work of literature.
就文学价值上面来讲，这篇是有很高的价值。
I count the words in English version.
英文的字我有数了一下。
116 words.
总共只有114个字。
Of course, English is also a translation.
当然就是要看翻译不同，可能字数就不一样。
Yeah, the original language is not English.
因为原文并不是英文。
But still, only 116 English words there for this biography to cover his whole life journey.
所以你想想看，只有116个字就把他整个人生通通描述。
And also, I count the Chinese words for this song. It's 141 Chinese words.
中文翻译是141个字。
It's such a great piece of literature. When you read in Chinese, can you feel the difference? Can you feel is it anything odd or strange? Because it was written 3 years ago by a foreigner and by a king. You know nothing about him. But when you read it, you feel so much touched. You feel so close with the author.
虽然这是大卫不是中国人，但是我们读中文的时候感受也很深。
And you can see a beautiful picture painted by this poem.
而且你可以感觉到一幅美妙的图画从这个诗篇当中。
David was a pastor himself.
他自己是个诗人。
He was a pastor. He was.
哦，他自己也是牧师。嗯。
Pastor the sheep.
就是牧羊人，他自己曾经是牧羊人。
So he used that experience. He has the very intimate experience how to lead sheep.
所以个人的感受，他才会用牧者这个词。
So he put that into this poem.
所以就是。用这个个人的感受来写自传。
So another thing outstanding for this Psalm 23rd is that.
所以这个是非常有特色。
Psalm 23rd is David's faith statement and his testimony.
他同时是自己蒙福的见证。
He read this originally is for the people of Israel.
他是为以色列民写的。
Do you think Israel people at the time know God?
你觉得以色列人那个时候是不是已经认识主？
Of course they do.
当然是。
Because God is the Abraham's God.
因为他们自己是神的子民。
Isaac's God.
是他们自己的神。
Jacob's God.
雅各的神。
Yeah, Abraham's God, Isaac's God, and Jacob's God.
亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各的主。
So the people of Israel say, "Oh, God is the God of my fathers."
所以他们说是他们先祖的神。
So Israel people are called the children of God.
所以他们是自称神的子民。
They know they are the children of God.
当然就是上帝的子民。
David is also a child of God.
所以大卫也是神的子民。
But the purpose of this poem is not to introduce God to them, but David want to tell Israel people what's the connection he has with God.
所以大卫不需要传福音，因为他们都是神的子民，他只是用这个来分享他自己的与神的关系。
For us who are Christians here,
对我们基督徒而言，
when we come together,
我们在一起。
Sometimes we do not need to introduce God to each other.
我们彼此当中不需要把神介绍。
But how can we encourage each other by our life journey in Christ and in the Lord?
但是我们还是可以彼此鼓励，用自己的心路的历程。
3,000 years ago, King David wrote this psalm to his people.
3,000 年前，大卫为以色列人写了这个诗篇。
Today, the whole world is reading this poem.
今天全世界的人都读这一篇。
He's testifying his faith to the whole world. No matter that the children of God, no matter they do not acknowledge that they are the children of God.
所以不但为神的子民，也为不信的人见证、宣告。
Who is the guy who preached the gospel?
所以就有点像传福音。
Who is the guy who preached the gospel for such a long time in the whole world?
让全世界的人传福音。
The life of King David.
所以大卫王的生平。
He used his life to preach the words of God.
用他自己的生平来传福音。
We need to also can be encouraged to encourage people by the life we have in Jesus Christ.
所以我们也应该用自己与基督的生命来鼓励别人，来为主见证。
What a beautiful poem.
所以这是一篇多美的诗篇。
Let's come to the message.
让我们来看看它里头的讯息。
So when we come to the message, I like to read the psalm in such a way.
所以我们要用特殊的方法来读。
To understand King David's sentiment, his inner side, his inner heart, how his inner heart to understand this poem.
所以我们要了解大卫那个时候内心的感受，他写这篇诗。
The Lord is David's shepherd.
所以主是大卫的牧者。
The Lord is King David's shepherd.
所以大卫是王，但是主是王的牧者。
King David shall not in want.
甚至王也不致缺乏。
He makes King David lie down in the green pastures.
所以他让王仰卧在青草地。
He leads King David beside quiet waters.
领大卫王在安歇水边。
He restores King David's soul.
他使大卫王的灵魂苏醒。
He guides David in the paths of righteousness.
他带领大卫用自己的名引导走义路。
Even though David walked through the valley of the shadow of death,
虽然大卫王走过死荫的幽谷，
David will fear no evil.
大卫王不怕遭害。
For you are with David.
因为主与大卫同在。
Your rod and your staff, they all comfort David.
主的竿，主的杖，安慰大卫王。
You prepare a table before David.
你为敌人在大卫王面前。
In the presence of David's enemies.
摆设了宴席。
You anoint David's head with oil.
你用油膏油了大卫王的头。
David's cup overflows.
你使大卫王的福杯满溢。
Surely goodness and love will follow King David.
所以一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着大卫王。
All the days of King David's life.
一生一世。
King David will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
大卫王要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
King David wrote this song.
这是大卫王写的诗。
Basically, we have good and rich messages.
所以这是非常好而且是丰富的讯息。
But simply, they have two points in the message.
所以基本上可以分成，可以 看成两篇诗。
The first point is the first part of the verse one.
所以第一部分是第一节的第一个部分。
The second point of this poem is the second part of the first verse.
第二部分就是第一节的后半篇。
Let's talk about the first point of the message.
我们先来看第一部分。
The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者。
Now you, when we hear this verse, it's so beautiful. He's my shepherd.
这是多美的景象，主是我的。
But if King David said, "I'm a sheep before the Lord," how do you think about this?
所以大卫说，我是耶和华的小羊。
Who is David?
谁是大卫呢？
He's king of the Israel people.
他是以色列王。
He's a great politician.
所以他是伟大的政治家。
He's a great poet.
也是诗人。
He has been well respected by his people.
他是非常受尊敬的。
But he wants his people to know, I am a little sheep before God.
但是他要让他的子民知道他是耶和华的小羊。
This is a faith statement.
这是他信仰的宣告。
When I became a believer when I was 32 years old.
虽然真的是三千年以前。
I want to know what's the meaning of Christianity.
所以我希望知道基督教的意义。
So why read this verse?
所以我就读了这一篇这一条。
I was astonished.
所以我非常惊讶。
I was humbled.
而且非常谦卑。
Who am I?
我是谁？
Who am I?
我到底是谁？
King David says he was a little sheep.
所以大卫王等于是说我是一只小羊。
More astonishing is the last part of this poem.
但是第二部分更让我们惊讶。
I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我会要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
That means he says I am still little sheep before God. When I'm so mature, at the time he already a well-respected king. In his senior ages in his life, he still say I am a little sheep before God.
虽然大卫王那个时候已经是身为正式。他还是说我是耶和华的小羊。
Of course, everybody, when we were babies, when we were young, we have to be humble.
当然，我们都知道，小的时候我们当然都需要谦卑。
We have to rely on our parents.
因为我们要依靠父母。
They support us, encourage us, lead us.
来养育我们，让我们长大。
But in this world,
但是长大以后。
But people like to be independent.When they grow up,
长大以后就要独立。
The beauty of Christianity, the beauty of the life of following the Lord is that you will never get the status of being independent from Him.
所以，身为基督徒的最重要、最完美的地方就是。
When you were little, you say, "I rely on my parents. I'm like a little sheep." That's very understandable.
我们当然是需要独立，但是基督徒不需要，永远不需要独立。
But when King David has made so much contributions, well established career, in every way, in his literature writing, in his political career, in his contribution for his king, for the kingdom of Israel, still he said, "I'm a little sheep. I want you to know that."
大卫王一生功威，功威还有他的成就，但是他还是谦卑的说。我是小羊。
What an encouragement to us!
所以对我们来讲，我们就应该了解。
People in this world can get proud very easily.
所以我们也应该要学习。
When people have some resources in some way,
当我们有资源的时候
，academically,
就是。学习的时候
financially,
财务方面
or in his career, he has some establishment.
所以在事业上面都有成就
They become so proud.
所以我们都会骄傲
They want other people know they are the director in the company.
所以就是说，比方说他是县长
They want people to know that he is a great pianist.
或者有人钢琴弹得很好
He is a great musician.
是非常好的音乐家。
He is a great businessman.
或者是生意很成功。
The message of David is so much against that of this world.
所以大卫的讯息跟世上的感觉都不一样。
So the encouragement to each one of us here is that.
所以鼓励我们要谦卑。
When we were young, being a Christian.
所以我们基督徒就是像小羊。
We humble ourselves before God.
所以要在主的面前谦卑。
We say, God, you are my shepherd.
因为主，你是我的牧者。
But we like to say that.
我们要说出来。
To the Lord.
对主宣告。
When we have a good walk together with God, when God uses us to testify how great He is, at that point.We still can say to us and to the whole world, we want people know we are still a little sheep before God.
所以我们需要做一个好的见证，不管我们成就再高，在主的面前，我们还是小羊，需要谦卑。
The faith statement is very outstanding in the message of this poem.
所以大卫的信仰宣告是非常重要的。
It's like a light in the darkness of this world.
所以我们也要这样向世人宣告。
For thousands of years,
三千年以前他就这样宣告。
For the last 3,000 years, how many people get so proud for their own career, for their own establishment? But every time we read this poem, it's such a beautiful one, and it has been translated in many many languages, and many people put it into a song. They sing it, but In the message, we read is that the author is the king, but he says all his life, more he walked with the Lord, more he realized he's a little sheep.
所以三千年以来，我们很多人都读了这篇诗篇，就可以体会到，我们再怎么样，还是要谦卑来到主的面前。
The second point of the message in this poem.
第二个部分
is the testimony.
就是他的见证。
The first one is a faith statement.
第一个是信仰的宣告。
The second one is because he has that faith, of course, from the Lord, then he has such a life journey.
因为他有信仰的宣告，再来就是他与神的关系的见证。
He wants to testify to the world, not only in a way of talking about philosophy. Oh, you believe God, I do not believe God. You believe everything was created by God, I do not believe that. But King David go further. He said, I'm a little sheep before God. I trust he's creator of the universe, but I want to tell you my life story to you.
就是并不是用哲学跟别人见证，他就是说把自己一生的故事和神的关系来做见证。
This is his actual life story.
这个就是他生命的故事。
In six areas.
有在六个方面。
First, he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not in want.
第一个是说，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
David acknowledged he was a little sheep in life.
所以他承认他自己是小羊。
Then he acknowledged he has needs to be supplied.
因为他有需要，必须主来供应。
Many people in this world do not think the need that their needs should be supplied by the creator of the universe.
很多人不了解，我们的需要都要造世主来供应。
This poem is the wisdom of life from the story of King David.
所以这个是生命的智慧，从大卫王教导我们。
Very significant.
而且是非常重要。
Every one of us.
每一个人
No matter you are king,
不管你是君王
No matter you have a very shallow status in the society,
或者你多成功
Or no matter you are ordinary people in this world,
或者只是平凡
You need to be supplied by the creator,
都需要造物主的供应
Many people cannot understand that,
很多人不了解
Of course, it's not easily understood.
当然，有的时候不容易。
Because this is a beautiful wisdom.
这就是为什么这是重要的智慧。
I remember once in a college in Beijing.
我在北京一个大学当中。
One of my friends, you know, I have an appointment with him, and so I went to his college.
跟我以前的一个同事在那边谈天。
Then in at lunchtime, we come together, buy some food in the canteen. We are ready to enjoy the food.
所以在就准备吃饭。
So my friend who is a teacher in that university.
所以我的朋友是一个大学的教授。
So he invited a couple of his friends to come together. We sit together before we eat the food.
所以我们坐在一起准备要吃饭。
Both of us are Christian.
我们两个都是基督徒。
We say before we enjoy the food, let's give blessings, be thankful to God.
所以我们都说我们来谢饭祷告吧。
Then we will have a short prayer.
所以我们来一个祷告。
After we finished.
所以当我祷告完。
So one person asks a question to us.
所以旁边有人问问题。
Why you give thanks to God for this meal?
所以你为什么要谢饭
this meal is not what you bought by your money from the window, from the canteen, of the canteen.
你为什么要谢上帝呢？你不是用你的钱买的吗
？And it's the cook who cooked the food, and you use your money to buy it.
然后厨师是煮你的食物。
I think this is a good question.
这个问题很好。
I think about it.
我想了一下。
And in a long time, I always think about this.
所以我一直在想这个问题。
So that I can be humbled.
所以让我很谦卑。
It's true, even today.
这个是事实。
When I was 32 years old.
所以当我当年是32岁的时候。
I became a Christian.
我成为基督徒。
God gradually lead me in a new direction.
所以主带领到我一个新的方向。
Of course, I had a full-time job in the world.
当然，我那个时候还是有职业。
But in the same time, I graduated. I come up and used by God to be a house church pastor in Beijing.
所以我是在家庭教会做牧师。
And later, I come here to the United States to do my seminary study.
然后来美国神学院上课。
After graduation, I got a job, full-time job being a pastor.
然后我那个时候在一个医院里头有个全职。
My wife and I still we buy food using our money.
所以我们是需要用自己的钱买食物。
Even as a pastor.
虽然我是牧师。
How can I say God give me this food like this morning or yesterday or the meals?
所以每天的食物都需要我自己买。
Where the money come from?
但是钱从哪里来？
I need to work.
我需要工作。
How can I work?
我怎么能工作？
You must be healthy first.
一定要健康才能工作。
If you are not healthy, it's difficult for you to work.
你不健康的话，你就没有办法上班。
Pandemic season.
这个就不行了。
Many people lost their jobs.
很多人失去了他们的工作。
Many people have been challenged by their financial situation.
所以很多人财务上面都有挑战。
You need to have wisdom.
你的智慧。
Where did wisdom come from?
你的智慧从哪里来？
Think about this.
所以我们都要思考这些问题。
Every time I see the food on the table.
所以每天我看到桌上的食物。
I remember Jesus taught us to pray.
所以我就想到耶稣教导我们怎么样祷告。
Give thanks for the food.
为食物祷告。
Not only I remember God give me life and keep me healthy and give me wisdom so that I can work and in a healthy way earn those little money.
所以主给你健康，能够工作，给你智慧。
More than that.
而且还有更多的。
When enjoying the food, that reminds me the love of God, reminds me of the promise of God. He keep me alive. He keep me in His blessing.Every day.
然后主的爱，主的恩典，让我每天能够活得好好的。
Here it says in English very beautifully, I shall not in want.
我必不致缺乏。
I shall not be in want is a very beautiful expression, perfect expression.
这是非常完美的表达。
Of the blessings from God.
表达主给我们的恩典。
In the love of our Lord.
因为主赐福给我们。
At this moment, I can share with you.
所以现在我可以跟你们分享。
At this moment.
特别在这个时刻。
No matter what situation you are in.
不管你的情况如何。
Everything you have at this moment is perfectly from God.
你的情况在神的眼光里头都是完美的。
Nothing less.
不多也不少。
Nothing better. Nothing bad.
不好也不坏。
Everything is perfect for you at this moment.
你在这个时刻就是最完美的。
Why many times we feel we are not satisfied?
为什么我还是不满足？
Even we are expecting tomorrow to be more being blessed.
因为我希望有更多的祝福。
Because many ideas from this world come into our mind.
因为我们有世人的感觉。
Many times we are very greedy.
所以我们变得很贪心。
How big the house can keep you quiet?
房子要越来越大。
How big the car is can keep you satisfied?
车子要越来越好。
How much more money you need to have to keep you satisfied?
钱要越来越多。
At this moment.
所以在这个时刻。
Also, I tell myself,
我告诉自己,
at this moment,
就是在这个当下。
Because I follow the Lord.
因为我追随主。
I'm a child of God.
我是上帝的子民。
I'm a little sheep before Him.
我是主的小羊。
His supply is perfect for me.
他的供应是最完美的。
This is the life testimony from King David.
这个就是大卫王的生命见证。
No matter what situation it is today for you,
不管你今天的境况如何，
you shall not in want.
我必不致缺乏。
Because your needs are satisfied.
因为你的需要都被供应了。
This is such a great encouragement to us.
这是多好多鼓励的话语。
This is a simple message.
非常简单的信息。
This is the message we call the gospel.
这就是福音。
The good news.
好消息。
Come back to God.
来到主的面前。
Become a child of God.
变成上帝的子民。
Become a sheep.
像只小羊。
Because the pastor will supply everything you need in a perfect way.
因为牧者会供应一切。
Being a great scientist.
所以我们要感谢。
Being a great scientist.
所以在科学家面上面来讲。
Being a great successful businessman.
成功的生意人。
Being a great person in your career.
有成功的事业。
Nothing wrong with that.
这不是问题。
Come to the issue for your needs.
但是想到你的需要
，The wisdom tells you，
就需要有智慧。
You have needs in your life。
每个人生命都有需要。
And that needs can only be satisfied, supplied by God in a perfect way。
所以你的需要，上帝都会最完
美
的供应。
We may find supplies and for our needs in some way, but I tell you, that's definitely not the perfect one.
你可能从别的地方来供应你的需要，但是那都不是完美的。
Many times I go to the doctor.
很多时候我们到医生的面前。
He do a physical checking for me.
然后做身体检查。
And follow the checking, he give you suggestions.
然后根据你的检查，他会给你一些建议。
That works.
所以这是我们就是一般做法。
It's not bad.
这个也不是不好。
But that supply is not perfect.
但是不是完美。
How much the doctor knows about your sophisticated, created body?
医生对人体的了解是非常有限的。
Maybe a couple of hundred years ago, people do not know the organs of your blood. You know, the blood flow in your body.Like the river, network of river. Now today, is every child knows that. Couple of hundreds ago.
因为百年以前对人体的了解非常有限。
Nobody knows that.
没有人知道。
The wisdom tells us we have needs.
所以我们的智慧告诉我们，每个人都有需要。
So King David says, "I'm a little sheep before God. I shall not in want."
所以大卫说：“我是小羊，我必不致缺乏。”
He explore further.
然后他更进一步的。
Of course, we have physical needs.
我们当然有身体上的需要。
So King David shares his life story. I'm a little sheep before God, and God makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters as a little sheep.What I need.
就像个小羊，主带领我仰卧在青草地，可安息在溪水旁。
So many people work so hard.
很多人一生劳苦。
Overtime working.
工作很辛苦。
Even they find that pasture, maybe it's not green one.
所以找到草地，但是嫌不够绿。
Maybe they find that waters, maybe it's not a quiet one.
所以找到水边，但是并不是安静。
Overload, worked over hours, overuse their life.
所以工作加班太辛苦了。
Many people's healthy is not, they call it sub-healthy status.
所以每个人的健康都不是很理想。
What a testimony from God.
这个就是上帝的见证。
The king needs the green pasture.
甚至连君王都需要青草地。
The king needs the quiet water.
君王也需要安息在水边。
How much authority and power a king has.
所以主是非常君王是非常有权柄的。
How much resources a king has.
然后他的资源无限。
He says, I need the Lord to lead me to the green pastures, and I know I need the Lord to lead me to the quiet waters without the threatening from the lions, from the tigers.
所以连君王都需要主的供应，青草地，安歇溪水旁。
What a beautiful story!
这是多美好的故事。
The whole world need to hear this story.
所以全世界都需要听这个故事。
As a follower of the Lord, follower of Jesus Christ, always need to be reminded by this verse.
所以我们追随主也需要时时提醒，记得这一个这些诗句。
By the promise of God.
这是主的应许。
By the power of His.
也是他的大能。
Of course, our parents loves us very much.
当然主是我们的父母爱我们非常爱我们。
But sometimes when you love someone, I tell you, you need to match that level of love with resources.
但是有的时候也是要依靠父母给我们的资源。
With capability.
跟我们的能力。
If you love someone, but you don't have that resources, it's just an empty word.
所以有的时候资源不够的话也是空谈。
I think you may have such experience.
我想每个人都有一些经验。
We have some challenges in your life.
在生命中面对挑战。
You are already an adult.
所以你已经是成人了。
You want to call your parents and tell him all the details of your challenges?
所以你会跟你的父母说你生命面对的挑战吗？
Maybe not, because...You think your parents loves you, but he can hardly help you. The message you brought to him of your challenges will bring disturbance to them.
所以他们虽然爱你，但是你的问题只会对他们造成困扰，所以还是不要告诉他们吧。
God loves you so much.
但是上帝这么爱你。
In the love of God, I want to tell you.
他不会这样子跟你说。
In the love of God, I want to remind myself.
还是会提醒我们。
God has that capability. He has that resources to love us.
主有大能，也有资源来爱我们，供应我们。
Let's always turn to God.
所以一定要转向主。
Have a wise life.
有一个有智慧的生命。
Have a life with wisdom.
充满智慧。
To have a life that with the wisdom coming from this world,
跟世界上的生命不一样。
This word tells you beautiful sentence.
所以这个世人只会跟你讲一些甜言蜜语。
Finally, you will find it's empty.
但是都是空虚的。
Even cheating,
甚至受到欺骗。
The Lord leads me.Lying down in the green pastures.
所以主让我躺卧在青草地上。
Leads me beside quiet waters.
主领我安歇在溪水旁。
Let's remember this is the life story of King David.
让我们记得这是大卫王的生命的故事。
And further, King David go further.
所以他都是经过这些事情。
He says.In my life, I need guidance from God.
所以我需要主的带领。
My soul need to be awakened.
所以我的灵魂需要苏醒。
If for those people who do not know the wisdom of life,
很多人根本不了解生命的智慧。
If for those people who do not know the Lord,
因为他们不认识主。
The real purpose they live is to satisfy their physical needs.
悲只是为了肉体上的需要。
What's the difference between human being and an animal?
这样跟禽兽有什么分别呢？
Of course, as a human being, we need the green pastures, we need the quiet waters, as a sheep does.
我们需要青草地，安歇在溪水旁。
That's not the real. That's not the whole meaning of life.
这并不是人生的真正的意义。
God, the Lord.What he says is that restore my soul.
因为他让我的灵魂苏醒。
King David's soul was lost.
大卫的灵魂没有苏醒吗？
Then God, because due to his love, he restored his soul.
但是因为神对他的爱，让他的灵魂苏醒。
You and me, once we were lost.
所以我们也有迷失。
Sometimes a little sheep get lost.
就像小羊会迷路。
1,000 years later, after King David.
所以3000年以后。
The real King Jesus Christ came into this world.
所以真正的耶稣主基督降临人世。
Jesus tells us, God do everything to find.That lost sheep.
所以耶稣告诉我们，他是来世界上寻找失落的羊群。
God loves you and me so much.
所以上帝爱，深深爱我们。
He restored your soul and my soul.
所以让你我的灵魂苏醒。
And he guides you and me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
为你我引导走义路。
What a beautiful life journey!
这是多完美的人生历程。
Those people without that great wisdom of life,
所以生命就充满了智慧。
Everything that the focus of attention is on the physical needs.
要不然我们生命只是注重在肉体的需要。
Especially here in the United States.
特别是在美国。
In Irvine.
特别是在尔湾。
I trust many people have the experience of buying a house.
所以每个人都想要买自己的房子。
When you bought a house, you are so happy.
所以买了房子就很高兴。
When you purchased that house,
当你买房子的时候
，Did you realize that house has its former owner?
通常你知道买房子有问题。
The former owner of the house.
对。然后就是有住宅的管理委员会。
You will not live in the house forever.
而且你不会永远住在同样的房子。
Surely I can tell you, your house will have new owner after you.
所以你的房子以后会有新的主人。
God leads us into the real life.
所以主才是真正带领我们真正的生活。
The summary of John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son.
主爱世人，赐给我们独生爱子。
For those who ever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
让信靠的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
This is the good news.
这才是福音好消息。
This is the true meaning of the gospel.
这才是福音的真正意义。
He restored.Of yours and mine.
当记录。
We are grateful to God.
所以我们要向神感恩。
Time goes by quickly.
时间过得很快。
So just now I was talking with a couple of our church members.
所以我刚刚跟会众交谈。
Simply I say, how many years I've been a Christian? How many years I've been in this church?
所以多少信主多久了？ Yeah. 在教会会众多久？
One sister.Tells he has been here 15 years.
有人说十五年。
Many of them, some of them, 20 years, 30 years.
二十年、三十年的都有。
Time goes by quick.
时间过得真快。
2021 has passed away.
对，2021年已经过去了。
We have already moved into 2022.
我们现在进入2022。
Being a child of God, the beauty is that every time we recall, we review the life we have, we feel.We grow up further and further.
所以，基督徒的好处就是每天更新。
We know more about God's love.
所以我们不只是上帝的子民。
We experience risk his love more.
所以他给我们的爱更多。
Our faith grows.
而且我们的信仰也会越来信心会越来越增加。
In a humble way, I will say.
所以我们要谦卑。
For example, talking about 2021.
所以回想2021。
Even 2022, or even 2020.
所以甚至回想到2020年。
The pandemic seasons.
所以疫情。
I will say, my life, the year of 2020, the year of 2021 was not wasted.
所以2020、2021并不是浪费掉了。
For me, it was not wasted.
我的生命并没有浪费。
I grow up more.
所以我成长更多。
I know God more.
所以我更加认识主。
And God and David as a king.
甚至大卫虽然是君王
he says he needs help in difficulty.
他还是需要耶和华的帮助
Because the word says that although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
我虽然行过死荫的烟谷，也不怕遭害。
Many times people living in this world.Will encounter some kind of difficulties beyond their capabilities to deal with it.
所以我们在生活上都会碰见困难，有的时候觉得没有办法处理。
As a Christian, as a child of God,
所以基督徒是上帝的子民。
It's not necessary for us to argue so much with God about this.
所以什么事情都要跟主有关。
The difficulties.If we encounter in our daily life,
但是困难的时候是我们面临生命的挑战。
That difficulties tells us we are not able to deal with it. That's the basic fact.
但是有的时候事实我们是没有办法处理。
Based on what we need in terms of resources, we cannot find a solution to those difficulties.
所以有的时候我们的资源看起来是没有办法解决这个困难。
We need help from God.
所以我们需要耶和华的帮助。
In the situation of walking in the valley of shadow of death,
虽然走过死亡的幽谷
who can be in such a life experience without fearing the evil.
所以我们怎么样都会感觉到怕遭害。
How much money you have that guarantee that you will feel no evil in that challenges?
所以你需要多少钱才不会遭害。
How much power you have, authority you have in this world that guarantee that you will feel no evil in that challenges?
你的权柄要 多大才不怕遭害
？King David has a simple life.
大卫王的生活很简单。
When he was young,
他年轻的时候
，the king before him, Saul.
扫罗王
became jealous of him.
对他有妒忌。
So he was so jealous that he became so evil that he ran after King David, tried to kill King David.
所以想要杀掉大卫王。
It's a great difficulties.
对大卫来讲，这是非常困难的情况。
But I tell you, that's not the worst situation.
但是并不是最糟的。
Because at the time King David was young, he was a young man.
因为那时他很年轻。
He rode his horses, you know, day and night and in the fields.
他在旷野骑马。
Of course, maybe many times it's not a comfortable experience.
所以虽然生活并不是很顺畅。
But still he can run away and in his very dynamic life, young life.
所以他虽然是在逃亡当中，他的生活也是充满了挑战。
When King David became an old king,
当他年老的时候
，the kingdom of Israel had been well established.
所以他的以色列国度已经非常建立。
King David also had his palace in Jerusalem.
所以他在耶路撒冷也有个皇宫。
People loved him so much.
人民很敬爱他。
He has his armies, you know, around him, soldiers who love him.
然后他的军队战士也很喜欢他。
He has generals who are faithful to him.
然后将军也忠心。
But at that time,
但是还是不够。
One of his child fought against him and tried to kill him.To take his kingdom.
但是他一个儿子想要叛乱篡位。
How poor the King David was at that point.
所以那个时候，你想想看他的境况多糟糕。
He was so old.
而且他已经很老。
He could not run.
他没有办法继续逃。
His servants held him and helped him to walk slowly out from his palace.
所以他只能从皇宫慢慢的逃走。
His soldiers walked him and helped to walk him out from the city of Jerusalem.
所以他需要战士的帮忙才能够离开耶路撒冷。
He was fleeing away from his dangerous son.
他从危险当中逃脱。
He cannot find a solution to that at all.
那个时候他好像找不出没有解。
If you read the Bible,
如果你读圣经，
you will find that.
你就可以发现，
at that moment, before David left Jerusalem,
就在他离开耶路撒冷的时候，
when he was on the way to run away,
准备逃跑的时候，
he had a prayer before God.
所以他向主祷告，
Lord.If you bring me back to Jerusalem,
如果你让我能够回耶路撒冷的话
，Lord, if you bring me into your peace,
让我带给我平安
，from the hands of my child,
从我
，I put my trust in you,
所以我信靠你。
But more miserable is that he prayed to God, he do not want to kill his child's life.
那个是什么样的祷告？
He does not want to kill his child, even his child fought against him because that's his own child.
这是看起来进退两难，是他自己的儿子，可是儿子向他叛变。
So the verse is a true story of King David.
所以这是真正的故事。
I'm a sheep before the Lord.
所以他还是小羊。
So even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I feel no evil.
虽然我走过 死亡的阴谷，我不怕遭害。
This is the reason why we come here, the house of the Lord, and worship Him and praise Him.
所以为什么我们来到主的殿中来崇拜他、敬拜他
？Because the people walked before us, they testified to us through the true life story. God is the Creator; He loves us so much.
因为以前有人向我们传福音的时候见证主是 创造宇宙万物而且是爱我们的。
When Jesus Christ, the real king, came to this world,
所以耶稣才是真正的君王来到 世上。
In the Lord's Prayer, he tells us,
所以他告诉我们
In the Lord's Prayer,
在主祷文当中告诉我们
God is your heavenly father, is my heavenly father.
所以天父
God loves you more than your earthly father can do.
所以上帝爱我比我们自己的父亲爱我们
还要深。The heavenly father loves you more than you can do for yourself.
所以甚至比你爱自己还要更深。
How much love you have for yourself?
所以你自己多爱自己。
How much resources that you can supply that love to yourself?
你有多大的资源能够爱你自己。
This is the message of the gospel.
这个就是福音的讯息。
Come back and become a child of God. Come back and become a little sheep before God, so that You will have the same life experience that King David did 3,000 years ago. You will feel no evil, even walking in the valley of the shadow of death.
所以来到主前，成为上帝的子民，小羊，然后体会到走过死亡的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
When King David testified his life to the whole world, what 3,000 years during this time, how many kings we have in this world? Any other earthly king can proudly argue with King David because he has a great, he is the emperor, or he is the king, or he is a doctor himself. He can provide a solution when he walk in the valley of the shadow of the death. Nobody can.
所以大卫是最伟大的君王，尽管是他走过死亡幽谷，也是要依靠主才能够不怕遭害。
The verse says, "You prepare the table before King David in the presence of his enemies."
在大卫敌人的面前，他摆设宴席。
That's also the reason why I read the verses by putting my name there instead of King David.
所以有的时候你可以把自己的名字放在里头来读这一个经文。
God prepared a table before Xiao Ming in the presence of Xiao Ming's enemies.
所以在我敌人的面前，你为我摆设宴席。
God prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies.
在你敌人的面前，上帝为你摆设宴席。
Because I'm a first generation of believer,
所以我们在看到这个经文的时候
，My younger brother also a strong believer.
所以我是第一代信主，我的兄弟也是信主。
So once when we read these verses, we have the, we talk about this verse.
所以我们常常谈到这一经文。
Here at Irvine, a very beautiful place, we like to come to the sea.The beach, you know, my wife and I, some during the weekend, we would drive over here, enjoying the beautiful surroundings, or everything here.
对，而且环境很好，也离海边很近，所以我跟师母常常也会来到这个地方。
The war is far away from us.
所以感觉上战争是很遥远的事情。
But who is your enemy? Who is my enemy?
你我的敌人是哪里呢
？Death is your enemy.Death is my enemy.
死亡是你跟我的敌人。
You cannot overcome.
我们没有办法战胜死亡。
You cannot have a victory by yourself over the death.
没有人能够战胜死亡。
That's the reason Jesus Christ came into this world and died for you and me.
这就是为什么耶稣基督来到世上为你我而死。
Many people do not have the wisdom of life.
许多人缺乏生命的智慧。
They put too much attention to the physical needs.
太注重生活的基本需要。
But one day we come, when they come to the end of this life, as the song we sing together at the beginning.
所以总有一天我们都会死的。
They were not ready.
但是没有人希望接受死亡。
Totally, they become depressed.
所以都觉得很沮丧。
Because the enemy is gaining more and more victory over their life.
所以敌人就是一天一天的接近。
But for us,
但是对我们而言
，as a little sheep before our Lord,
我们是主的小羊。
The enemy comes to us.
当敌人来的时候
，Of course, we are not able to find a solutions to deal with that enemy.
我们没有办法能够战胜敌人。
Many people sell their homes to go to a hospital.
所以很多人卖了房子来付医药费。
Many people find different ways to try their best to find a solution to fight against the enemy death.
想要长生不老
，But the verse says here.
但是成功吗
？Even the King David was not able to find a solution over that enemy.
大卫王也没有办法战胜死亡。
David tells us his faith. It's this chapter 20, this Psalm 23rd is a faith statement.
这个诗篇是他是他信仰的宣告。
In the same time is his life story.
这是他生命的故事。
Is his testimony.
这是他的见证。
Can we humble ourselves to accept the testimony of King David?
所以我们要接受他生命的见证。
One of the advantage enjoying as being a servant of the Lord, I went to many places, so we have fellowship with brothers and sisters. Many times when they share their testimony, the power of God in their life, I humble myself and accept their testimony.
所以成为主的仆人，我在很多地方跟弟兄姐妹分享，所以常常也是很受感动，分享这个经文。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，Can I challenge you?
我要向你挑战。
Can we humble ourselves?
要谦卑下来。
To accept this testimony from the King David.
来接受大卫王的见证。
Don't forget.
不要忘记。
Jerusalem is called the city of David.
耶路撒冷称为大卫之城。
Do not forget.
也不要忘记。
So many people have been encouraged by Psalm 23.
有很多人都受到诗篇二十三篇的感动。
So many children of God.
所以要服侍神。
They humble themselves and accept the testimony of King David.
谦卑自己来接受大卫的见证。
The Lord prepared a table of victory before me in the presence of my enemies.
主在我敌人面前摆设宴席。
This is why we love our Lord.
这是为什么我们要爱主。
Because He loves us first.
因为他先爱我们。
When we come to the summary of this Psalm 23rd,
所以总结诗篇二十三篇。
Again, this is the faith statement.
这是大卫信仰的宣告
，and also King David's testimony of his daily life，
也是他跟神的关系的见证
，of the days of his life journey，
是他生命的整个的见证。
When we study this Psalm 23rd，
当我们研读诗篇二十三篇的时候
，again we need to challenge ourselves to accept。The testimony that King David had 3,000 years ago with the Lord.
接受挑战，接受大卫3000年以前的见证与主的关系。
And also, may I propose a new way to read this psalm?
然后我给一个新的办法来读诗篇二十三篇。
When you pray for your spouse,
你可以为你的自己的配偶来祷告。
When you pray for your children,
可以为你的子女祷告。
When you pray for your friends,
为你的朋友祷告。
Can you accept the testimony and the faith statement King David had in this Psalm 23rd?
来接受诗篇二十三篇的信仰宣告跟大卫的见证。
And pray in the same way as King David when he wrote this poem.
所以就想象大卫王写这篇诗篇的时候心境。
Many commentators say.The day when King David was touched by God to write this poem, what a blessed day it was.
所以很多评论家都说这一篇诗篇带给我们很大的祝福。
Let's pray for our spouse.
让我们为自己的配偶祷告。
Let's pray for our children.
为自己的子女祷告。
Let's pray for those we love.
让我为我们所爱的人祷告。
My wife's name is Jun Yan.
所以我师母的名字是君彦。
I like to pray in such a way.
所以我希望用这个方式来祷告。
The Lord is 君彦's shepherd.
所以主是君彦的牧者。
君彦 shall not be in want.
君彦不需缺乏。
He makes 君彦 lie down in green pastures, and he leads 君彦 beside quiet waters.
他让君彦躺卧青草地上，在安歇的水边。
He restores 君彦's soul.
他使我的配偶灵魂苏醒。
He guides Junyuan in the path of righteousness and for his namesake.
他带我的配偶引导走义路。
Especially when you have a spouse, sometimes because of your weakness or other people, the weakness of another side, some may argue. Don't worry about that. God will lead me on the path of righteousness due to His goodwill for His name's sake, and also leads the person I prayed for His name's sake.
所以你为祷告的人，让他。主会用他的名引导他们走义路。
Even Junyuan walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Junyuan will fear no evil.
虽然他会行过死亡阴谷，他也不怕遭害。
Because you are with Junyuan, your rod and your staff, they all comfort my wife, Junyuan.
因为主与他同在，主的竿、主的杖都安慰他。
You prepare a table before Junyuan in the presence of Junyuan's enemies.
在他敌人面前，你为他摆设宴席。
You anoint Junyuan's head with oil. Junyuan's cup overflows.
不用油膏，他的头使他的福杯满溢。
Surely goodness and love will follow Junyuan all the days of her life.
他一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着他。
And Junyuan will dwell in the house of the Lord.
他且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
We give thanks to our God.
我们向上帝感谢。
Because not only He created us.
他不单单鼓励我们。
God has a plan.
也有计划。
To fill our lives.
来供应我们的需要。
Fully with His love.
还有所有的人。
With His victory.
来领导我们，帮助我们。
Let's sing. We have that song. The Lord is my shepherd, and come.
让我们再唱一次诗歌。
Can we stand up and we invite our worship team to come and we sing that song together as a response? When we sing this song, can we challenge ourselves to accept the testimony? Can we tell God, "I like to say the same faith statement"?
耶和华是我牧者，我必不致缺乏。使我躺卧青草地，在安歇的水边。他使我灵魂苏醒，引我走正义。虽过死荫幽谷，也必不怕遭害。在我敌人面前，为我摆设筵席。你用油膏我的头，使我福杯满溢。一生一世有恩惠，有慈爱跟随我。我要住在你殿中。直到永永远远，嘿嘿哟，嘿嘿哟，祝你与我同在，你的杖和你的竿，时时都安慰我，嘿嘿哟，嘿嘿哟，有慈爱跟随我，我要住在你殿中，直到永永远远。是我牧者，我必不致缺乏。是我躺卧青草地，在安歇的水边。他使我灵魂苏醒，引我走正义路。我虽过死荫幽谷，也必不怕遭害。在我敌人面前。为我摆设筵席，你用油膏我的头，使我福杯满溢。 神你是有恩惠，有慈爱跟随我。我要住在你殿中，直到永永远远。嘿嘿哟，嘿嘿哟，主你与我同在，你的杖和你的竿时时都安慰我。在你殿中，直到永永远远。
Amen. Amen. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you very much for your leading.
亲爱的天父，感谢你，赞美你。
Thank you so much.
我们要有太多的事情要献上感谢。
Because of your teaching.
因为你的教诲。
We know your love.
还有你的爱。
Because of your work in our lives,
因为你在我们生命里头做工，
we know how much you love us.
所以我们知道你是非常的爱我们。
Because your work in brothers and sisters' life,
因为你在弟兄姐妹生命里头做工，
we can see your faithfulness.
所以我们可以感觉到你的信实。
Lord, we accept the faith statement of King David in the Psalm 23.
我们接受。大卫王信仰的宣告在诗篇二十三篇。
The Lord is my shepherd.
主是我的牧者。
I'm a little sheep before the Lord.
我是主的小羊。
Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
我的一生一世恩爱慈爱都会追随我。
We accept the faith statement King David says.
我们接受大卫王的信仰宣告。
I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
唯有一生一世永远住在主的殿中。
We accept the testimony that King David gave us in the Psalm 23rd.
我们接受大卫王的见证。
The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not be in want.
主是我的牧者，我必不知缺乏。
God, you are the faithful one.
主是信实的。
You are faithful.
我们也要信实。
My prayer is that.
我祷告。
The testimony in the lives of brothers and sisters.
和弟兄姐妹的见证。
Will encourage the people around them to love God.
可以鼓励周围的人来爱主。
Will encourage each other to love God more.
来鼓励附近的人更加爱主。
God, we thank you.
感谢主。
You are the Creator.
你是创造宇宙万物。
You have love.
你爱我们。
You have that power.
而且你有大能。
You have that perfect will.
而且你的旨意是完美的。
To lead us in your house.
带领我们进入到你的殿中。
Thank you for your leading our worship service this morning.
感谢你带领我们今天的崇拜。
In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
祈祷奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen. 请坐 ，please be seated.